I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. There's a new book that's apt for the beginning of a new year, Miranda Esmond White. The book's author joined me from here in Vancouver last week while in town on book tour. In Aging Backwards, 10 years younger and 10 years lighter in 30 minutes a day, she gets the reader to understand how to reverse the aging in our bodies, how our cells work, and how to maintain and repair those cells. It's illustrated, so you can see the stretches and exercises that will strengthen one's body without wearing them out, tiring them out, as most workouts and fitness regimens often do. I'll get Ms. Esmond White to tell us about what's in this book and about the easy steps we can take now, ones that'll take us about a half an hour and make us feel lighter and younger. Miranda Esmond White began her career as a ballet dancer with the National Ballet of Canada before opening her own dance and fitness center in Montreal. She designed an anti-aerobics workout that's become Classical Stretch and Eccentrics, which have been featured on her daily PBS program and a series of DVDs. She has worked with a number of world-renowned athletes, champions and Olympians among them. The website for more is at classicalstretch.com. This book is published by Random House. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, Miranda Esmond White. Ms. Esmond White, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for the lovely introduction.
Thanks for joining us. So what's encouraging about this book, after reading it, I'm someone who could stand to lose a few pounds, and you know, it's this time of year obviously inspires a lot of people to do something about it, but in reading your book, it seems like it doesn't take a lot of time, and it doesn't seem like it'll tire one out or cause one to sweat. These are things that turn people off of fitness and exercise.
Yeah, that's exactly why I designed the program, because one of the reasons, not the only reason, but one of the reasons was that as an owner of a fitness center, I found there were a lot of people who weren't joining the center or any centers because they hated the loud music, the pounding steps, the sweat, and you know, the rough, hard steps on their bodies, and they didn't like the look also, that bulky look that a lot of people get from the traditional gym classes. So I designed the program to be easy to do. That was my kind of, it sounds silly, but one of my first criteria was that I wanted everybody to be able to do it the first time they tried it. Because if something is too difficult and you feel silly and awkward, you're not going to continue on. So I wanted that, and having a TV show, people can just, you know, randomly, you know, their channel hopping and they find it, and they have to be able to do it the first time they try it. So that's, and also it's got to be, in my view, exercise should not destroy the body. We're trying to get fit. We're not trying to hurt our bodies. And the fitness that's available ends up over-strengthening, overworking the body. And there's been a lot of studies recently showing that extreme exercise, like running and a lot of weight lifting and an hour and a half a day, causes a lot of damage to the joints, to the muscles, the ligaments, the tendons. So after people reach their mid-40s, mid-50s, they can't do that anymore. They can't. They're in pain. They've got injuries. So that's sort of defeating the purpose, you know. And yet there's been nobody else singing the song, which I'm singing right now, saying, make it easy. And the beautiful thing is that there's a ton of other research showing that the middle of the road, the gentle exercise, will do more for your cardiovascular system, prevent heart attacks, than the extreme aerobics and running and that. And you will get strong, your muscles will strengthen, they'll be flexible, you will be mobile. Because aging, one of the signs of aging is that we feel stiff and we lose our mobility. And another sign of aging is loss of energy. And all that is, if we're not exercising, stimulating the cells of our body. So our cells will slowly atrophy, because after the age of 40, the human body is a very intelligent machine, and it's designed to start the aging process after the age of 40. That's why we notice changes in our bodies then. And the cells, if we're not using parts of our body, the cells are programmed to slowly just sort of fade away. If you don't use it, it gets damaged, injured, it won't be repaired or replaced.
Yeah. So if let's say you are in your 50s or 60s or older even, you have seen a decline in sort of how you are physically, will picking this book up, will this sort of reverse any of those signs of aging?
Absolutely. Because first of all, you have to know what's causing the signs. And what I was just talking about before, all the cell loss and the cell damage, it's called atrophy. You can either flat out lose your cells, or they will slowly atrophy, and it takes a long time for the cells to atrophy before they completely die. And inside our cells are the life-giving force. So if we lose a cell, then we're losing one tiny little life-giving force, one mitochondria that feeds that cell and gives it its life. But if we lose tens of trillions of cells, then we're going to feel really tired and stiff and no energy and have poor posture. But the beautiful thing is that if you start exercising and you just move around, as long as the cells have not 100% atrophied, they could be rebooted and brought back to life again. So you can reverse the damage that you've done. And thousands of people are doing this program, reversing their osteoporosis, their arthritis, their poor posture, their gaining energy, growing taller, instead of shrinking, which so many people do as they age, they're returning to their original height. So it's all through cells, rebooting the cells and bringing them back to their original sort of vitality.
So a lot of us spend a lot of time in front of a computer sitting at a desk because of our work and the sort. What can we do as a start? I guess posture is a good place to start, right?
Posture is, and in the book, I have 8 different sort of parts of the body, like posture and weight loss and that I've given workouts for, gentle workouts that are in the book. And posture is one of the most important things to improve. But everything is, you know, you don't want to be in pain either, so you want to get rid of your chronic pain. So I've got exercises for all of this. It's not just a simple matter of standing up straight, because when you have poor posture, you might have atrophy all over your body and imbalances so that you might not, A, have the strength to stand up straight. Your muscles might be too tight and have shrunken. So you have to do this process, just a slow process of rebooting everything and rebalancing the full body. But you can reverse it for sure. I've seen people with stage 2 atrophy, men and women in their late 60s and 70s, completely change their posture. But you have to be, you know, you have to be consistent about it.
Mm-hmm.
But half an hour a day is nothing. You know, it's nothing. It's you do it first thing in the morning. You get up, do your gentle stretches, you do them, and then you carry on with your day. And before you know it, you're feeling so different. You'll start feeling like a young person. It's fast. The thing about the human body that's magical is that muscles are designed to be strong. Muscles aren't designed to be maybe weak, maybe strong. Their whole purpose, the only thing they're designed to do is to be strong. So when we do these gentle stretches, it's stimulating the cells and strengthening the muscles. So they get strong very fast, very, very fast, like within, you know, days.
And so you say the first thing in the morning, not any time else during the day, or?
I've had my TV show on PBS now for 16 years.
Uh-huh.
So I get the feedback from all the people that do it. And they've all said they start thinking, well, I might just do it every day, but I'll figure out when, and then they don't, because they don't have a routine. And everybody that consistently does it every single day are the people that start their morning, and it works. Men and women, it works. It's just change lives, and it's easy.
Yeah,
that's a beautiful thing. It's easy.
So what's something that because I've seen your clips of your PBS show, and I've seen you on various television things that you've done in promoting this book. What do you do every day? And it's you do take the 30 minutes, or
yes.
Do you do more?
I do. No, that's all I do.
Really?
Unless I'm teaching, mm-hmm. You know, which right now, for the past couple of years, I've been traveling so much in my job, and I give retreats, and I go and work all around the world training teachers. So I don't teach a class, so I have to get up in the morning just like everyone else, and I am just as prone to lose my cells as anybody else. So I'm 65, and I know what will happen to my body if I don't exercise every day. You know, I wrote the book. I know what it's about. So I'm as motivated by my own book, as I hope other people are. So I get up every morning. I set my alarm earlier than I used to and do half an hour. And I feel terrific, except for right now I've got the cold. But generally speaking, yeah. I feel so, I'm pain-free and energetic, and I've got great posture. I feel wonderful. And people tell me that who do these exercises every day, they feel so good. And the silly thing is they're so easy.
Yeah. Well, what are some of the other things that we have to look out for in our daily lives, along with the program that you prescribe in the book? The diet. We obviously have to look after that, and
yes.
And
oh, yeah.
Not to smoke and drink excessively,
yeah.
Or, right?
All we know there's so much. There's so many studies proving what alcohol does, what cigarettes do. So, you know, we don't have to get into that,
yeah.
Because we all know that. So
yeah.
If we're willing to destroy our bodies, it's not that we're doing it with ignorance. Not anymore. You know, but, and diet is very, very important. I mean, I follow a very healthy vegetable-based diet. I'm very, very, very healthy diet. But one of the things about exercise and what I realized is that food will not prevent atrophy. Food won't give you good posture. You know, food won't be able to get rid of your chronic pain. Food will give you nourishment for your body, but it's not going to get rid of your pain. You have to stretch out those tight joints and tight muscles. So you can't say, well, I'm just going to do a sensible diet and not properly take care of your body. You have to do the exercises if you want to stay pain-free, if you want to stay feeling youthful. Because diet will do wonders, but it won't keep you pain-free, and it won't keep your body in shape and give you a nice shape to your body, and it won't give you good posture. So you really have to, well, I balance the two. I mean, I 100% balance the two because I like feeling good.
Yeah.
That's just pretty simple. I just like feeling good.
What about genetics, Miranda? Can one's genetic background, can that be overcome? I mean, you say you have a preponderance to a certain condition in the sort, and how does it become? How does one overcome one's genetics?
Well, genetics does play a role, but a much, much smaller role than people would like to claim it does.
Hmm.
Because you can have, I come from a family of four kids, and we've all scattered around the world, and a couple of us are very healthy, and we look very young, and a couple of us aren't, and look very old. So my younger brother looks about 10 years older than I am. He's very unhealthy, because he's had this crazy diet, and he likes a good life.
Mm-hmm.
So he's, but he's very sick now. You know, he's younger than, he's not even 60, and he's paying the price for it. So genetics, no. I have good genetics, but you can have bad genetics and take care of yourself and be as good as somebody with good genetics. So it's really about how you, when you start understanding that we're made of cells, that's the magic part. When you were made of cells and you can do things to those cells, you can play with your own cells by stimulating them, preventing them from dying and atrophying. You can work with every cell in your body, which this program covers all 620 muscles in your body. So in half an hour, you've done the full body. So there's not one part of your body that's unbalanced. Because what happens in most fitness programs is that they target muscles. You know, one day you're going to do quads and glutes, and another day you're going to do your hamstrings and your pecs, but you're not going to do the full body. People just walk. They don't work their full, they don't work their spine, their upper body, the full mobility of anything above the hips. But that's where all our organs are. You need to keep all that healthy too. So you need to work all 650 muscles of your body. And if you want to stay feeling vibrant. And there's the fun thing about the human body, because there's so much more than just the muscle. Because
yeah.
We've got, and I read about it in the book, but there's so many other things that mess us up, like our connective tissue, and our body can literally get glued together if we don't move. we have to keep moving to stop it from getting glued tight. And you see people, old people, who look that they're glued together. They just look so stiff. That's because it actually, the layers of skin and muscles and fascia, it's all glued together. You can work to reverse that gently, very, very gently, but you can reverse all of that. And I have people come to me who have things like, one man, a very, very famous fashion designer, 75, came to me with frozen shoulder that he'd had since he was 25, so a 50-year-old injury. He hadn't been able to raise his arm above his head. He was in terrible pain. You know, looks handsome, but when he had to move, he was in pain. And within sort of 20 minutes, he was regaining mobility, and in 2 weeks, we had loosened up a lot of the part. It's like in the frozen shoulder, there's a lot of ligaments that adhere to each other. If you don't move anything, there's a lot of adhesion that happens. So we just gently loosen it up, very, very gently. People think they're stuck, but they're not. They just have to move very, very gently, very gently.
Even with an injury too, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you don't move and you have an injury, you're going to be even worse. You're going to be in a much worse shape than if you gently move. Gentle is the word, not rough. Don't push. As long as you keep moving, nothing is going to glue together. If you stop moving, your body kind of gets glued in. It's a complex thing. One doctor calls it fuzz, but it's like, you know, when you cut the meat in the meat store and there's some heavy, heavy fat in there. That's like some of the stuff that glues us together. Not nice.
Yeah. When you come up with these programs, classical stretch and eccentrics, is this stuff that you knew all along, or did it take time in terms of putting the program together because you had experience? You did some research with say, medical doctors and scientists even, and did you also involve, say, people that you worked with and their experiences, and then they all feed into what's essentially in this book?
Yeah, I created it. I work with a lot of doctors and have, right from the beginning, been very fortunate with that. But they just they guide me in terms of how the body works and what's going on. Like when I have questions about, well, why does somebody have pain here and not there? Or what's that pain caused from? They'll explain to me about the nervous system or they did. So I got trained by a lot of, all around the world actually, neurologists and surgeons, oncologists, you name it. But I created the movements because there's a lot of science out there that's informative, but it doesn't have the solution, the practical application, so that even when there's scientific studies, like there was one done in 2011 at the University of Pittsburgh, and they showed that a loss of muscle mass, what I'm talking about, atrophy, is not natural to happen. It only happens when we don't move. So that as we age, they proved that aging and muscle loss are not necessarily, don't go hand in hand. That if we move, then we will not lose our muscle mass. And this was like one of the biggest shocks in the medical industry. But because there's no practical application, then what do they do with that fantastic study? You know, so now I'm doing something with that study. So I've put together these exercises, made them work. I've analyzed the body and know that if we want to use 650 muscles, we need them all to be equally strong and flexible. We've got our joints and ligaments and tendons and the connective fluids. And so learning about it all, I designed the program around the body.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah, I'm sure you hear from, you get to meet from time to time, fans of yours, people that watch the show. I mean, you must have fans that are quite old who are in the program, and so they must tell you why they do it, and I guess you see when you meet them the results.
It's fantastic. Yeah, it's really, because I travel around the world, so I'm meeting all of these people, and I do weekend retreats, so I have over the past 10 years met people who do the program every day, and a lot of the people have told me that, you know, they were like on death's doorstep and now they're not. They couldn't walk. One man I met who actually, he's a doctor, and he's written the, on the back cover of the book. He and his wife, he's one of the most senior researchers in the world on Alzheimer's. I mean, a very senior doctor. So he and his wife had been doing the program every single day for 8 years. And then, so every morning they'd get up and do it together. Then he had a terrible bacteria that attacked his spine and left him crippled. And he had two canes and he couldn't walk. And he used the program to rehabilitate himself. Then he discovered, he's in Montreal at McGill, discovered that our center is literally down the street from the McGill Research Center. Like, literally. Yeah. He thought I was an American. He didn't know I was right in town. So we'd become friends since then. So he told me the story that so when I first was invited to his house, you know, he greeted me at his door and completely walking. Like, I had no clue he'd ever been crippled. So that's just one story. And he's in his 70s.
Yeah, this book is a fascinating one. It's an interesting book, and for I'm sure for a lot of folks, Miranda, a great place to start. Continued good luck with the book, and thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much.
The book is called Aging Backwards, 10 Years Younger and 10 Years Lighter in 30 Minutes a Day. It's from Random House. Do pick it up. It's a great place to, as I said, to start, and it doesn't take a lot. You don't need to buy a lot of gear. You don't need shoes even to do this, and you'll feel better for trying it. It's author Miranda Esmond-White. Join me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Ponto.